Phil.
How's it been?
Welcome back, man.
Thanks.
How was your holiday?
Yeah, that was cool, eh? It's just nice spending some time with your own people and chilling.
What?
What I meant was, you have your people and I have mine, and sometimes we spend time apart.
Oh, my people.
Family. I meant family. Well, we're all family, obviously. One nation together. Brothers.
Oh, brothers. We're brothers.
Bros. No. Bros. You know, I've got loads of friends that are like my brothers. Well, just the one friend, but we're super tight. You'd love him.
All right, Phil. Okay.
Jeez, why can't we all just be? Like, not B-E-E. You said that.
You did. You said it.
We should go out and watch soccer sometime. I'm a bugger bugger.
Mm-mm.
Some people just can't stop themselves. That's why the new Volkswagen Golf 7 comes with brake assist. Volkswagen. We make the future real.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello.
What's happening, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to the worst gays.
Obvi.
Marco Julian Riabeto Sestele, baby.
Had a clip of game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5.
Like a 4-5, bro. I feel like we should do the whole episode like this, but
yes, bro, we get our whole following from St. John's, from
Kent, yes,
you know what I'm
bro.
Saying?
We'll have all the private school poichis,
all the private school poichis, you know what I'm saying? Join us at VAC in Belito.
Yo, you gotta do, we gotta pump the weight, you know, cuts for the sluts,
you know,
girls for the girls.
Oh, bro, nobody's doing squats, because only time I take off my pants is when I'm jeebing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
when I'm
Lord.
Smashing, bro. How you doing, bruv?
I'm good. How are you, homie?
Always blessed.
Yeah. Welcome to The Worst, guys. You're listening to Malcolm Julian Rebus Sicele.
The one and only.
And we are the worst of the worst, but we do the best of the best, because you are now listening to the greatest show in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, today we are talking about the working class woes. I think oftentimes we as middle class to upper class to super class, which is what we're working towards, you know, we kind of forget about the woes of the working class and why it is that they don't always give us the best service. You know, why do they feel some type of way when we step up to the till? Why do taxi drivers do what they do? Do they just like breaking rules? We'll get into all of that today. And I hope you guys are also involved on the social media streets. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys, and Instagram, we're just the worst guys, and Facebook, we're the worst guys. So yeah, engage in the conversation, because you know we're all about that unity. But it takes a while because,
you know, it's funny that you should actually mention all of these social media channels. People have asked me before, right? How do we get in contact with you guys? I'm like, did you listen to the podcast? They're like, yeah, it was dope. I actually wanted to comment on that social media psychology. And I'm like, he did. The WhatsApp streets, the Instagram streets, connect.
Do you know what I've come to conclude is that people actually, they don't listen to that part anymore. I almost feel like we shouldn't plug all of that shit. Because as soon as you start to say, you can hit us up on,
I'm
like, yeah. So anyway, we have to tell y'all, otherwise, you're going to say we didn't say it. So that's where you can catch us. So yeah, do you have any family members who are part of the working class or have been? Like that are close to you, that you know?
Are you meaning like the lower end of the chain?
Yeah, domestic worker, somebody who works at a ShopRite, at a garage. Have you had any family members? I'm sure you've met people like that, but you have any family members?
I think my family, some of my family members are even lower than that. They niggas is an unemployed out here.
Yeah. That's a lot of us, even us middle class youth, you know, 50% of us are unemployed. Hey, let me not say us anymore. Nigga got a job and shit these days, you know. Niggas will swagging even.
Yeah, but I probably do. Maybe some that I'm not too aware of, but yeah. I probably do.
Yeah, like Emakaya, there's definitely people who are living in the slums, like literally poverty stricken.
Yeah.
Don't have jobs, are stealing. I know family members who are committing crimes, the crimes that you reported to Fikile Mbalula. I know them family members, literally. But I ain't calling the cops on them because I ain't no snitch, P.
I ain't seen nothing, so I ain't saying nothing.
Exactly, I Jack. So these are the truths of our reality, is that we do actually live with people who are below the poverty line, or are not living the same kind of life that we've come to expect as normal. And it's kind of something that we all have to come to a consensus on as to how we treat each other, because there are different rules for people who are in the lower class. There really, really are. And a big example for me is the taxi system. And this is actually what inspired this podcast is, you know, people get outraged at taxi drivers on the road constantly, hooting, whatever. And I know taxi drivers are breaking the rules, but I personally don't think they're breaking the rules just because they like breaking rules.
No, they know that that nigga in the taxi, if he doesn't make it to work on time, you know, upas, he's going to be mad at the nigga.
No, but I'm talking about the outrage at taxi drivers. You know, why is it that people are so outraged? They can't understand that this guy has to take 16 people to work, right? You're one in your car, maybe two, maybe four. Even if I'm giving you a lot, you're four people in comparison to 16. And the extent to which the people in the taxi have to work to get to work is way, way more drastic than yours. Because you, as a person who owns a car, can just be like, okay, Waze says it's going to take me 20 minutes to get to work if I leave at 7 o'clock. Okay, this is how it's going to go. Even with the traffic, this is it. I've planned my time. With a taxi, there's so many variations or variables that you have to deal with.
To take into consideration the time waiting
for the taxi, which is always up in the air.
Yeah.
There's no guarantees on how long you'll wait. There's some places where I've waited for 10 minutes. Next day, I wait for 45. It's like, whoa.
And you must know that some, like, for example, when I used to take taxis from Four Ways to Sandton, there's no taxi from Four Ways directly to Sandton City.
Yeah.
The taxi from Four Ways goes to Alex. So I jump off on Grayston Rivonia McDonald's. Then I must walk to Sandton City.
Yeah, that's adding more time to your trip. The walking aspect that you have to add to your trip, because it's not an Uber. It doesn't drop you directly where you need to be.
Exactly.
So when this guy drives in the opposite lane, mind you, the people in the taxi, you are entertainment for the day. When you get angry and shit, we're laughing. We really, really are. It's funny to us because we don't care. I mean, we're moving along, you know. When I see a taxi driver drive in the other lane, I'm like, yeah, boy, do it. Do what you gotta do. We gotta get to work right now. And the funny thing is, like, most people in the taxi don't care. In fact, I think we encourage it to a large extent. I get so upset when my taxi driver's following all the rules of the road.
It got to the point that I could anticipate the move that the taxi driver is going to take. Like, if I can see, there's not even a gap for a Tata Indica.
Yeah,
car.
Yeah.
There's not even a space. I'm like, watch.
He's going to do it. These guys are so good, bruh.
Just like Trevor Noah said, watch. Uzo shying a flank kick. Watch. Uzo slidey gap. Oi. It's exactly like that.
Yeah. No, I think these guys are so good at what they do as well. Just the way they drive, the trust that they have in each other is outrageous, bro. It's outrageous. So
from to play devil's advocate, I can understand why people get angry.
Yeah, they do. Let's not lie. They wild out.
Yeah,
but I'm saying when we're talking about the working class woes, we need to give a little bit more leeway to the people who have to struggle more to get the things that you have. You know, we often just assume that everybody's playing on the same playing field. But a taxi driver's not playing in the same playing field as you with your Range Rover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His dynamic is completely different. He's under so much more pressure than you.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying we should condone bad behavior.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, check your outrage. Just check where it's directed. It doesn't have to be that hectic. You know what I mean? Yo, I was in a taxi ride the other day. Homie was obviously doing wild things. He went into the opposite lane to avoid the traffic in this one. And a guy turns in. Old Biley, 40-year-old guy. and he sees the taxi. So the taxi goes onto the right of the opposite lane. There's some grass over there. But this guy's so upset, he rolls down his window, or pushes down the button rather, and he spits, and it hits the window. We're all like, "Hey, look at this guy!" And then he flees. Dog. We're like, "Yo!" That is the biggest sign of disrespect that there is spitting at somebody.
What's the point in getting angry?
Yeah, like that angry. I mean, like
if I have a gift and it's for you, but you don't accept that gift, that gift then rightfully stays with me. It belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, if you have anger and you have that anger towards me, yet I don't accept it, that anger stays with you.
Mm.
So why get angry in the first place? Did you die?
Mm-hmm.
But did you die? Mm-hmm. I understand that there's fatalities out there. Let's not get a twist.
Hey, man, but that's not an argument because people die in cars every day.
Niggas die every day. You know, just for walking. Niggas wake up. Heart attack. Gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let's not blame it on
you. Before you even get into your murk, I survived, but I got into CIA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So taxis are one of them. That was a big, you know, misunderstanding of how our world works. You know, because a lot of the times I think our issues are not in that we don't like each other. We just don't know how each other's worlds work, you know.
Understanding.
And that's where I feel like I'm lucky in the sense that I got to see privilege with the schools and stuff that I went to. But I also got to feel low class life or working class life with where I grew up and how I lived my life, you know.
Life and it jobless.
Yeah. So I've seen both sides and I'm like, we need to try balance it. Cause dude, I don't know about you, but I think a part of the reason why, especially a few years ago before I got woke, before I was awoke, I was in the sunken place. And I think about that and I'm like, but it's because when I was young, when I went to my best friend's house for the first time, white kid, white boy, went to his house for the first time, and I'm like, holy shit. There are people living like this. I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe it. I'm like, look how big this kitchen is, dog. Like, we could have dinner in this kitchen. You couldn't have dinner in my kitchen. Are you crazy? You could barely have 3 people in my kitchen. For real.
Like, what's that? It's a tumble dryer. What?
You don't use the sun. Like, it was out. Like, I couldn't believe that life existed. And it's almost since I was that age that I'm like, we've got to have that life. You know what I'm saying? But it's still hard when your background doesn't support that life. Now you have to fight. Mm. You have to fight for everything that you see other people have and that you feel like you deserve as well. And that also brings me to the troubles of checkers till workers, for example, predominantly older black women. Like, how weird would it be if you saw 5 40-year-old white women serving you at a Pick and Pay? That would be bizarre, dog. Like, it would be like, what the fuck is going on here? Are they doing some charity work? Some Pick and Pay charity? You know, that's exactly the only reason they'd be there. So now, I'm starting to understand their frustration. Although, one of the things that I do not like about the way we treat each other as black people is when we are in service of each other. Waiters, people at tills. I mean,
we tend to undermine one another.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's not my fault I made it out.
Yeah.
You know,
they embrace me.
Yeah. It's like,
in hopes that I can extend a helping hand and pull you out.
Yeah, being serious about it isn't going to change the scenario. Like, and the thing is, we as the people who made it out know as well what it's also like to be there. And it's like, but guy, I don't know what you want from me. Like, yes, my life is nice, but must I stop living because other people are still suffering?
I think also, all right, from my point of view,
mm-hmm.
I see both sides of the story. I see the way there are some black people who have made it, right?
Mm.
And they come across the working class. But they don't treat them with the respect that they would anybody else. You know, they say in terms of corporates, when you go there for a job interview, for example, you know, the way you treat the cleaning lady, the way you treat the lady who serves coffee, the way you treat the receptionist, the people who you would deem to be at the bottom of the food chain could have an effect on whether you get that job or not.
Yeah,
subtle
for
things
sure.
In that interview. After you interview them, the CEO or the person in HR randomly goes and asks the security guard, "So, what do you think of that guy?" You never know.
Yeah.
But you're busy walking in. Hey, guy, I've got an interview with PwC. Holler at me. Can you please just sign in? Hey, man, look, I ain't got time for that. I don't know who this interview is.
Yeah. Saying? No, 100%.
And at work, I work in retail, right? At work, whether it's the cleaning lady, whether it's the security guard, I treat everyone with the utmost respect. I shake everybody's hand in the morning when I greet them. I make sure I greet every single person.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because the working class actually have a lot to do with your daily life, your daily routine. Mm. When you go to a restaurant, the cleaning staff at the back are the ones who are making sure the food, the plates you're eating off are clean, you
exactly.
know. They are the people cooking your food. Your waiter is the one getting your food. So the way you treat those people ultimately affects your reality. You may not even see it, but it really does affect the way you live your life. So it's better to actually just accept that we are all human. Some of our situations are a bit more intense. I won't say for who. Y'all can make that up for yourselves. But we need to accept that we're not going to be the same, but we can be equal.
Yeah.
You know, you're serving me in some way, but you're earning an honest living.
And ultimately, that's what I'm trying to say. Because I see the difference between me treating somebody with kindness, love, and respect versus the person who thinks that they're better than the next. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it doesn't play out in their favor. It gets to a point where they're not looking out for you. You know? I arrive 5 minutes late for work. Shit can go down. Trust, believe me. But that cleaning lady who's at the back who sees me coming in late will be like, no, but he was here since. You didn't see him because you were around the corner over there. I'm off the hook. It's those small little things, small acts of kindness that can take you further.
Yeah. Who else do you think we should be giving pardon to in terms of the working class and the way they're treated? Because I feel like there's a lot of people or services that we just nyats, you know, we take for granted.
Can I, in terms of... actual positions, I think people in the telecommunication industry also need to be
like the people who have to deal with customers and patients. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Customers rather.
Like if it was your job, if you knew every single day, Monday to Friday, from 9 to 5, it's your duty to pick up a phone, call somebody, and convince them into signing a contract with whichever firm you're with.
Mm.
If you knew that was your job for 2018, 2019, 2020, alright?
Mm-hmm.
You would then understand how much it's not so less.
Like if you were to work for MTN, let's say you're just a young university graduate,
exactly.
You need a job, Nancy Spani MTN call center, yaitata, you go inside, you're answering calls for a shitty network that you have no responsibility for.
That's exactly what I'm getting to.
It's like, sorry, sir, I'm just doing my job, you know. But on the other side of that coin, and this brings me, this is a real devil advocate argument for this debate, is that we need to be better workers as well. This thing is of, hello, the system is offline. Like, maybe the system is offline, but that whole attitude of we're not working hard at the jobs that we have. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like we actually, because we don't want to be there, we don't do the job well. It's a complex that people have.
I disagree. There's some people who do the job well.
So you've had good service over the phone in general?
No, I'm saying there's people who do. Yes, I've had good service.
In general, the service you get from telecommunications companies is good. You're a one in a million.
Dude, all I'm saying is that, I mean, even though the problem doesn't lie with the person who's answering the phone. It actually lies with the corporation. It's not the fault of the person answering. He's just taking the responsibility, like Will Smith said, to try and fix and help you. But if you already come out guns blazing, yo, no, look, I don't understand why you guys cut off the network. What the fuck's going on? What the fuck, bro? What the fuck? How on earth is he supposed to first now calm you down? Also try and assist you. Everything that he's trying to assist you with, if he can, he's doing the best he can. If he can't, it's out of his control. And he's trying to relay that to you, but you're so caught up in your anger that you don't even want to hear him out. You're getting angry at the wrong person. Now you fucked up his whole day.
Who can you get angry at, though?
Why are you getting angry in the first place?
Because the service was shit.
100%. I understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you write... that guy who created Hello Peter. Go.
Someone has to hold Hello Peter. Rotten exactly. Tomatoes.
You know, go write on Hello Peter, rather.
Yeah.
Take your frustrations out on the keyboard.
Look, what I'm talking about is this, and it's not just a working class thing. I think it's a human thing in general where you're doing a job just because it's a job, and you don't put 100% effort in that job because it's not what you're about deep down inside. So you do the job poorly. You know, I'm sure you've experienced, in fact, you have to have experienced this. This happens all over. There's a lot of people who have that attitude. And I think by virtue of being in a position, you need to do well in that position. Why do otherwise?
Okay.
That's fair what I'm enough. Saying. I want to feel like you're trying. Sometimes it doesn't feel like people are trying.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is like if you know you're not going to do this job well, just don't do it.
Dude, I'd rather just give it to somebody else who will try harder. Like, that's all I care about. Because when you run a business or a company, the ideas should flow from the top, right? So let's say we're doing a shoe cleaning service and we want to clean our shoes as best as we can. But this guy that you hire doesn't give a shit about shoes. He walks barefoot all day. So when he's there, he's kind of like, your whole business is fucked because...
Of one employee
who doesn't give a shit. So when you join a group, you should have the same mentality of the leaders of that group. What are you doing here? Why are you here? You must always think about the purpose that's been assigned to you and fulfill that as best as you possibly can. That's what I feel anyway. So we're having an interesting conversation, yo. You are tuned into the Warriors, yays. And we're doing the damn team and doing the damn business all day long, every day. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I crawl home to earth. That's the work song by Hozier. This Gangsta Vida release another album soon before I lose my shit. I haven't heard some real music in a minute. Speaking of real music, actually, Mark Revealy was out here stunting, you know, living the glamorous life.
Right.
You know how we be as the worst guys, geez, you know. I was at the Castle Light announcement party last night, which was absolutely crazy, man. Castle Light pushed the boundaries. They put the names of all the details in this huge block of ice. I don't know if you saw my story. I don't how much do you think that thing weighs, that block of ice?
Hey, I don't want to lie, because ice weighs a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
And to the size of that thing,
it's like 2 by 2 meters and all the way around, and it was just pure ice. And in there they revealed.
Nangapagat.
Yeah, you know, it was hollow. On the inside it was the square with all the names.
Okay.
So there was a block, yeah. So just if you don't know who's on the lineup and when it's happening, it's on the 30th of April. It's happening at the Ticket Pro Dome. The lineup includes Shane Eagle, he was the first revealed supporting act. Dope. Next was Nadia Nakai. Nadia Nakai, guys, I won't even lie. That was my first time seeing her live, and I was smitten.
King, you're going to be in love with chocolate, man. chocolate. You must choose. You can't have a top date. You can't have both. You must choose one.
I'll be sacrificed every girl in the world. Starting with you, Nadia. What up?
Nadia, hi, my boy.
And then we go to Shashi, then we go to Lala. You see that salad? Ah, boy. Don't play with me, dog. I'm a real one.
Hey, with Lala, you kill two birds with one stone. Whites and
Asian. You know, filling all the quotas. Yep. Filling all the quotas.
Sheep and then have some sushi afterwards.
Yeah. If the woman you had sex with were a rugby team, yes, sis, all the blacks would be happy because I'd fill all the quotas every time. 70% mixed race. Anyway, I'm saying this party was hella dope. Nadia and Akai should kill the live performance. Yo, then Frank Casino, he's also announced as one of the other supporting acts. Yo, whole thing. We turned up to whole thing. And it was so nice just to get a snippet of what it's going to be like on the actual day. I know I'm going. I didn't even tell you the headliner is Chance the Rapper.
Ooh.
And I love Chance the Rapper. I don't even want to lie to you, man. I've been with him since 10 Day. 10 Day, that mixtape. I burned too many brain cells now to be worried about my brain cells now.
I'm not even going to lie. I've only ever been with you since your recent work.
Not even Acid Rap?
Yeah, when
No way!
No, because the thing is, at first, I was into that old conscious shit, and then I just heard,
yeah.
I'm like, ain't no way there's consciousness in this.
Dog, dog, hey. Chance is so dope.
All I'm saying is, I'm willing to give you a listen, you know what I'm saying? It was nice that, you know, you went out there, showed face, living it up, and rubbing shoulders with the who's who in the industry.
Hey, bro, I was even in the lift with Frank Casino when we lived. I was like, dog, you were just on stage there. You're on my Instagram story. Don't you want to follow back there? And also, I was hanging out with O'Neal Africa, who's doing the music show here at Cliff Central, sponsored by Casa Light. I mean, he's got more to say about it. So it was really a dope experience. And the fact that Casa Light, you know, they did something new. It was really spectacular. It was like, pa, 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 pa. Flashing lights, you know what I'm saying?
But they really are pushing the boundary. Yesterday, you were even saying when we were having chats that Casa Light went from just a light beer to the main beer.
Yeah. Now it's everybody's beer. And it never really was like that. So from a branding perspective, they just killed it, man. They really, really did.
I bet they're going to do something with the worst guys.
Yeah, they have to. Surely. So that happened last night. I'm really, really excited. The 30th of April at the Ticket Pro Dome. Chance the Rapper, I'm going to be. You don't want no problem. Want no problem with me. So anyway, we're talking about working class woes. How is it that we treat the working class and how we should give some more leeway to the people who have had a tougher life? Just because it's this thing of reparation. Yeah. You know, like if you're a white person, understand that you owe people some shit. Maybe it's not your fault directly, but really now. So you got to give some reparation. And the same applies for everybody who's in a better position. Because, you know, it's that whole thing of, they say we all created equal. Shit. That's what they teach us. But that ain't how we treat each other. Dog, that's not how we treat each other. And we need to start looking at that moving forward. Do you know
what I mean? My thing is plain and simple. Treat each other with respect. Treat each other the way you'd like to be treated. You know, and for the working class as well, for them to realize that, for them to hoy out attitude as well, it's not going to work in their favor.
It's
going to be met with some backlash, and that backlash might just mean that they lose their job.
Yeah.
And that is going to be a hell of a ripple effect because they won't be able to provide. What I usually say, like the words of my song 24, we all get the same 24 hours every day.
Yeah.
Depending on how you use them will then determine the way.
Hey.
You either live as a king or you live as a slave. So win the next 24, live every second your way.
Words of wisdom from the boy there. And to add some words of wisdom from Buddha, you see, you will never be punished for your anger. You'll be punished by your anger. The results of what you do when you're angry will never be positive. Ever. So you need to consider that when you're thinking about your day-to-day life. Why are you angry? How is it manifesting in your life? Because whatever you put out is what you get back. So just be aware of how you be around other people, because that's how other people in the universe be around you. Anyway, today we've got some news stories, but we mainly just going to talk about the Grammys, right? Because the Grammys happened this week. They go, they go on a Grammy. They go on a Grammy.
Surely not the King's Grammy.
Yeah. So the Grammys, I don't know, man. There were a few surprising moments. I think the standout surprise for me was Alicia Cara winning Best New Artist over SZA. I mean, SZA, Control is one of the dopest projects to be released by an artist in a long time. Never mind a new artist. I mean, just in general, this was a dope-ass project. One of those albums that you can listen to from start to finish. Very, very Amy Winehouse-esque in the way that she speaks her truth as a woman. Also very Rihanna-esque, you know, as she's a bad, you know.
Do you think they did to her what they did to Kendrick Lamar when Macklemore took the hip-hop album?
I don't think it's that deep. The Macklemore and Kendrick Lamar thing, that was like, wow. That was genuinely...
That's why Kendrick Lamar came out with the album.
Damn.
Yeah, tell me like that.
Damn. And it looks like it worked out for him, as he did take away the best rap album, which I don't know, I thought was gonna go to Jay-Z personally. I love the Damn album, but I think 444 was just so real, man. Like, it spoke to me directly, you know, and I think the message in 444 is much clearer. And a clear intention in your art is what I look for.
Maybe this might be a conspiracy, but I feel like Jay-Z has something to do with Kendrick getting it. Like, he would have been... I've been winning way too many
They didn't want to give me a Grammy. I said, nah, give it to Kendrick.
Kendrick, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, maybe because I don't think he cares that much.
Yeah.
And he's gotten to the point where he's above all of that. Jay-Z's bigger than a Grammy,
exactly.
You know. Although it would have been nice. I mean, it's not a bad thing to have that shit stack up on your shelf, you know. And I'm sure he's chasing after Beyonce's Grammys. He sees all of us in the living room and he's like, shit, when am I ever going to reach my girl? That's nice that Beyonce is dominating.
Reach him with the numbers.
But it's not like Beyonce's out here. Yeah. They're almost neck and neck. I think Jay-Z just beats it by a little bit.
A little bit. How much is a little bit? Nigga, that shit is a lot.
Their little bit is what we dream of having. Like, maybe he beats it by 2 mil. And I'm like, yo, imagine if I had 2 mil, dog. All right. So, that was the rap album of the year. And album of the year goes to Bruno Mars for 20K Magic. I don't know. I would have preferred "Awaken My Love" by Childish Gambino, or Damn, or 444. The only one that I think 24K Magic is better than in the nominees is Melodrama. But anyway, Bruno Mars, I don't have any hate against him. I just think there were a lot of great projects out, and he is a quintessential pop artist. He is the guy. Chris Brown kind of lost that when he beat up Rihanna. So it's not that Chris Brown ain't dope, it's just, yeah, he beat up Rihanna. And Record of the Year also goes to Bruno Mars for 20K Magic. And Song of the Year also goes to Bruno Mars for That's What I Like. Jesus Christ, whose dick did Bruno Mars suck? Best Solo Performance, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran in the pop field. What else is here that was interesting? Oh, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, shout out South African excellence. They won their fifth Grammy, which is incredible, man. South Africans are too dope, man. Too dope. Trevor Noah, Demi Lee, Nell Peters, Kagiso Rabada, Caster Semenya, the list goes on and on, man. The latest Black Coffee, fucking Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It's honestly unending, man. Mark my words, South Africa is the leader of the free world. Mark my words. Give us 10 to 20 years.
10, 20 is still too much.
South Africa is going to be the leader of the free world. You heard it here first on the West Gate.
I'm telling you, in the next 5 years. Guys, I was preaching on my Instagram of doing whatever it is that makes you happy to start now. Start now. You know, Jay-Z only started putting out his music at the age of 26.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm turning 26 this year.
It's time.
You know, I'm the second coming of Hova. Watch
it's
out.
Wake up.
You
are here with the worst guys who tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, baby. We've just been speaking about the working class and how we need to treat them better. Just because they make the clock work. You know, without kitchen stuff, you don't have a kitchen. Mm. And you don't have your fancy restaurant. Let's all just be conscious of the fact that some people do live a different and tougher life, and that we need to be very much aware of that and give some leeway. We're not saying condone bullshit, but just, you know, understand better. That's it, man. Anyway, it's been such a dope conversation as always. Mm-hmm. We're gonna wrap up with a worst guy cipher as we always do. But I don't know. I'm feeling like another mashup type of thing.
You're feeling a mashup?
Yeah. Like
No.
I feel like we should flirt with our creativity. Okay. You know, right here in the studio, we should flirt with it, because I don't want to just go on an instrumental and be like, oh, we're on the wave of this. Let's just play this. Like I was playing with this in my head this morning. I don't know. I should be downtown, whipping on the way to you. I should be downtown, whipping. You know, it's something like, it's just like, it's a cover, but you know, we just do it differently, you know?
So, I think, play an instrumental.
Okay.
You come with your flow.
All right.
We'll see how it goes from there. Just let the creative process take it. No.
Okay. We need a beat for the trap niggas out there. There's no beat. Can people even do that? How do I listen to music that doesn't have a screw? Is that even possible? Okay. So we're looking for one that we've never done here, because. Oh, it even says, yo, aggressive trap beat. Let's go for that, since the universe is speaking to us right now through YouTube. Let's see what this is about. It's the worst guy cipher. We do this every time. On the spot, always hot.
Hey, worst guys. We know comp is gay with the fake. Worst guys. We no conversate with the fake. Worst guys, we no conversate with the fake. Worst guys, hey.
Daylight, I wake up feeling like you wanna play right.
Worst guys.
The minute I open up, that shit don't feel right.
Worst guys.
I'm in a kind of paradise.
Worst guys.
So long.
Okay.
And you deserve it. So long.
Okay.
I'm not doing it so long.
Huh?
It made me want to change my mind.
I got it playing over and over in my mind. I gotta bring in that ass back to me and rewind. I got it playing over and over in my mind. I got her bringing that ass over to me and rewind.
Oh.
Hey, listen up, you bitches, get ready for song. Imagine what they do if they have to hear the album. Bitches, get ready for song. Imagine what they do if they have to hear the album.
Imagine what they do if they have to hear the album. They will be dropping their panties. I will be seeing all of their bums. Listen to the album. This is just the beginning. We are still winning. Everybody's thrilled, but we're still killing. Because we're the ones. You gotta arrest me. I know you can't even test me. Because I'm Kajisarabada. I'm killing the test match. I'm doing all the flats. Oh, I'm in the Cape Flats. No, I'm not. I'm in Pretoria. Yo, living next to the prostitutes and the pimps and the drug dealers. Yo, this is how it goes. Malcolm really is a young boy from the streets, but he came up neat and he came up clean. So you gotta see when you wanna pursue me that you can never do it like a worst guy's G. So I'm telling you the truth when I speak it. You gotta hear it, listen what I'm feeling. Because it's the truth, I'm a vessel for this G.O.D. shit. I'm not just speaking for me, dick.
Hey, it's the worst guy's flow, it's the worst guy's life.
Everybody knows. It's the worst guy's
flow. It's the worst guy's cipher. Everybody know.
Ho.
Hey.
It's the worst guy's
flow. It's the worst guy's cipher.
Everybody knows. Ho. It's the worst guy's. It's the worst guy's. It's the worst guy's flow.
Get rid of
song. Song. Song.
Imagine what they do if they had to hear the album.
Album.
Album. Let's get rid of song. 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 Imagine what they do if they had to hear the album.
Album.
I got my eyes on you. Eyes on you, eyes on you, I got mine. Eyes on you,
rise, rise.
Eyes on you, eyes on you,
rise. It's the worst, guys.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.